Let's talk League One, though, and specifically Rotherham United, because their assistant boss, Paul Rayner, joins us on the line now. Good evening, Paul.
Evening, Murray.
So, you must be very busy at the moment. What is it, the 21st of January? That seems to be a very, a busy time of the year for yourself and Steve Evans.
Yeah, very much so. I think people, were probably wondered what we were doing when we released a few players a few weeks back, and we were a little bit short on numbers, but, it was something the gaffer that decided to do. We felt as though we needed a little bit more strength in depth. And I think anybody that looked at the squad that was in place at the weekend would see that he's certainly achieved that.
What can you tell us in terms of the latest on signings, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, Steve's working very hard at the moment to try and add one or two more. But as I say, that'll probably go right down to the wire. I think a lot of clubs will be doing that. There'll be ins and outs, all through the Football League between now and the end of the window. So, he's working hard. We're certainly not finished yet, and we're always on the lookout for quality players.
So when you're talking about right down to the wire, you're talking about the very sort of last day of the transfer window, nothing necessarily before the weekend?
You never know. I know Steve's in dialogue with a couple of clubs now, but, whether that can be done for the weekend, we'll wait and see. But as I say, these things, to and fro. But certainly, I know that he's certainly definitely on the lookout for one or two more additions.
Is it one of those sort of domino effects, waiting for other clubs to make moves themselves before they know who they can let go, and then you have to sort of take advantage of that situation? Is it one of those at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, you're always looking who's playing, who's not, who's in the squad, who's, who was on the bench. So, that's an ongoing thing, week to week. But I know that that the gaffer's made some inquiries, and hopefully that will come to fruition sooner rather than later.
What positions are you looking to strengthen at the moment, Paul?
No, we're reasonably happy at the moment with everything. But if somebody became available that we felt would be give us a bit of improvement in all areas, then as I say, there's not one specific position that we want to cover at the moment. But anything that would give us a little bit more quality, then we'd certainly look at.
So is it simply to try and bulk up this squad?
No, it's not. I mean, I think we've always been a management team that like a lean squad. We don't want five and six players sitting in the stand being miserable, not playing at weekends. I think we've proved that in recent weeks. We want players out there playing. If it's not for us, keep him fit, keep him match fit, and they're no good to us sitting in the stand. So we want a lean squad of 20 players that train all through the week, and they're all hopeful of playing at the weekend, and that's what we've got at the moment. And we're delighted with the squad we've got at the moment. We've got some real depth. I mean, we were missing the likes of Craig Morgan on Saturday, Carey Arneson, Claude Davis. And then when we turned around and looked at the quality on the bench, that shows that the business the gaffer's done in the recent last couple of weeks has been fantastic, and there's some real quality there and some real depth. The likes of O'Connor on the bench, Vukic, Wes Thomas, that says it all. Now we're in a good place, and we're looking to kick on now.
Have you had to adapt as the season's gone on? Because, of course, you have ambitions, but now you are seriously in a promotion bid in League One. Do you sort of have to react to that, I suppose, and change your transfer policy accordingly?
We just want better players and more quality. I think that goes for everybody. We obviously were new to the division as a club. You looked at all those names, your Wolves and your Bristol Cities and your Sheffield United, and they're big names and big clubs, but we certainly didn't fear them. We respect them, but we've proved that we can be up there with the best on our day. And as I say, it's that consistency. But we've had a good look, and we've just, throughout the season have just, looked to get that little bit more quality week in, week out. And if players became available that were better than ones we've got, we've gone and tried to do the business, and the gaffer's done that.
A few of our listeners getting in touch tonight, Paul, and asking about the loanees at the moment, the likes of Vucinic, as you say, and Tavernier as well. What about their loan situations? Can they be extended until the end of the season?
Yeah, we're certainly looking to do that now. I know that that the gaffer was in dialogue with Newcastle today, so we're hopeful that can be done. The boys are very happy here. They're thoroughly enjoying their football. They're playing week in, week out. And, you know, that goes for young Tom Hitchcock as well. And, you know, we'd love to keep them happy. But obviously, we're a little bit in the hands of their parent clubs. But, you know, they want to see their players out playing football. And, you know, so we've got our fingers crossed that that we'll be able to extend those guys in the next week or so.
As busy as you are with transfers at the moment, you've got a big few weeks on the pitch as well, haven't you? You've got some big games coming up, the likes of Preston, the likes of Leighton Orient as well. How are you assessing things right now, Paul?
Yeah, they're big games, but you know, we focus on it. I know it's an old cliche, but game to game. But you know, it's an exciting time at the moment. It's exciting times, you know, at Rotherham United. We came in, you know, 18, you know, nearly 2 years ago now with a project. The chairman wanted to get out of League Two. We've done that, and I think anybody this time last year that would have said we're sitting in fifth in a promotion challenge in League One would have thought we were probably crackers. But, you know, there's big things happening. We've got a church that's very supportive. The fans have been absolutely tremendous. And we, like you said, we've got some exciting games coming up, and, you know, we can't wait for them to come around.
There can't be too many more managerial teams in the country at the moment as happy as you and Steve are, because, as you say, with where you've come over the last couple of years...
Oh, Steve's never happy, let's be honest. He's never happy. No, he always wants a little bit more. But, you know, that's what drives us on. We're delighted with the progress so far. But as you can see, in terms of the transfer dealings, we just feel as though we can still get better. And if we can, we'll certainly try and do that in the next week or so. But, no, there's always a little bit more to come. We are happy. We're content where we are, but I think Steve still looks back at games where we could have nicked a few more points. But, you know, that's just the way he is.
Before I let you go, Paul, as well, I've got to ask about Carey Arneson. Obviously, he didn't make the weekend. Will he be fit for this weekend against Crawley?
Yeah, he will. He trained today. He's lost a little bit of weight through his virus. You know, it was quite nasty, to be honest. But he's trained today. He was a little bit tired after training, which is understandable. But he'll be fully fit for the weekend.
And it's a huge game again against one of Steve's former clubs.
Yeah, we've obviously spent a long time at Crawley, had a lot of success there, but you know, it's still 3 points, and you know, we'd be delighted to nick 3 points off Crawley. But some good friends there, and you know, enjoyed our times down there.
Paul Rayner, thanks very much for joining us on Football Heaven this evening.
You're welcome. Cheers, Murray.